I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. But what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton, Bill?
Well, we said it was a two-part situation. So today is alignment and assignment. So they'll be... They've set him down to the bank. They've looped him down K through six, and they're loading up on the buses They're loaded up. There are three buses down there. They have the Milo team, the soybeans, and the corn, and they load up on those three buses, and they disperse out to the fields.
Oh,
and for the combining for kids.
Okay,
that was yesterday like that. So yesterday, if you remember
correctly, how'd that go?
Yesterday was all about safety.
Yep,
it was all about the history of agriculture, and then also some Paul Harvey. And so that was all tied in. And today is they have the assignment. So they got their assignment sheets that they filled out. Today they show up and they have to wear name tags, and they get bussed out to the fields for which one they signed up for. And it's very evenly dispersed. And Steve was surprised that Milo got such a push.
So the kids are going out to the fields.
Out to the fields, and they'll be driving them around. And well, there's one person there right now. So the person that is getting him onto the buses is Bert. Bert Lingenfelter gets him on the buses. He'll also be driving, but he has gotten over 100 farmers around Knox County today to get kids on there to take a lap, and they put some new kids on to see what it's like to come see them emptying the grain into the trucks in the field.
That'd be fun to see.
I'm telling you,
you want to see something
mesmerizing? Just watch a harvest. I could sit there and there's two things. I'll stare at a full moon for a long time, and I could watch a harvest for hours. Just watch them go back and forth and watch them dump the grain. So today is alignment and assignment day. Bert's loading them up. They're off to their fields, and it's been drier up there. They didn't get as much rain as anything close to what we got down here. So they're good to go today. So today,
Kids are going to the fields.
Kids are to the fields.
It's gonna be exciting.
It's exciting day. Imagine y'all waking up like that. What are the third graders doing today? They're gonna ride in a combine. How about when you were a third grade? That'd have freaked me out to ride in a combine. Would have been awesome.
What do they do? What are they gonna do besides riding a combine?
Well, that's about it. There's not a lot. They're not going to have their phones. They're not going to be texting other people.
Do they check out the leaves?
I don't even know what you're
Nebraska.
Yeah, they'll probably check some foliage out on the farm. I don't know if they're
word.
As they're picking corn. Look at those leaves. I don't even know if they're not even called. They're husks.
They check out the husks.
Yes. There's a lot to it. It's not just picking in the corn. They'll teach in the GPS how that's used. They'll teach how you can also do it manually. They'll have all those different things. They're just out.
There'll be some form of instruction in the field.
There'll be snacks. They'll get a little dill of chocolate milk and stuff. So
they'll be out in the field.
Yes. Not walking
learning
around.
Learning the way.
There'll be a bunch of first graders.
What I wondered.
They're not roaming around.
Okay, that's what. If I were a parent, would they need to
there'll
wear?
Be safety. They have to wear
they're
orange.
They're being watched here.
Yeah, they're being watched
would
here.
They need to wear boots?
No.
Because they're not going to be in the mud.
No steel-toed boots. And we do have mud in our area. I noticed that yesterday when you said there was no mud.
Mud in your neighborhood?
We have mud, yes.
A little
we do.
Bit, though, mm-hmm. right?
Not a lot. We have a lot of mud.
People are like, wait a second, we got to get this taken care of.
There's mud over here? What is this?
Anyway, so.
Question from IQ Crew on the text line says, after a day in the fields, will Duke be washing the buses at all?
Well, it'd be nice to have him, too, because that was his penance for the graduation situation.
Yes.
And he had to come back after he graduated and wash six school buses, while me and Chris Buhl's got our lawn chairs out and watched him.
You did.
And he did it in
the help him.
And he did it in the parking lot of the school. So if you looked out the windows, all the rest of the high school kids who knew Duke, they could see him. They could see him washing the buses out there. And it was a bit,
and he went on to be the Prince of Plumbing, by the way. It worked out for Duke.
He's incredible. He's got grandkids. He's got an incredible marriage to Julie. Yeah, he is.
What was he using a sprayer?
What's that sprayer? My dad brought it out to him, brought out a sprayer for him.
Do you have a power washer? Foam brush?
It had a foam brush and a power washer. Yeah, so he had that done. He also had to do the dragon wagon. It was a red wagon. They had a dragon painted on it.
Pendragon.
Pendragon. So it was called the dragon wagon.
This was a punishment for what again?
What's that? He had some detentions that he called the bluff of the principal, Beverly Wanzer, B.E. Wanzer. Yes. Beverly Wanzer. He called the bluff of like, you know what? I'm not doing these detentions because they won't make me serve. I'm graduating. I'm done until we got there. And then and they just said, Duke's not graduating. Because Duke went to pick up out his robe. His robe was not there.
Oh, man.
And then that's when it hit.
Me,
Chris Buhl, and Duke got called in, and Beverly Wanzer said, it's not happening. So I had to hustle down to the gym where everyone was seated. My dad was there, and I had to wave him down.
Kicked into gear.
Out of the crowd. And as we're walking up the hallway, I can picture the hallway. There's a little bit of an elevation to the hallway heading up. And I'm telling Dad, well, he goes, what's going on? He goes, Duke's not graduating. What do you mean? He goes, the tensions didn't do him. So Dad had to come in and came up with the idea of, how about if we sign a contract that Duke will serve the detention?
Wait a second. I got to back up. You came up with this?
No, my dad did. Goes, how about Mr. Wanzer? How about if my dad and Mr. Wanzer were
problem
friends?
Solved.
Problem solved. He goes, how about if we sign it? Duke signs it. I'll sign it with him. Me and Chris had to sign it also. God, would I love to have a copy of that contract right now.
Like
your dad
came up with a contract, and we whisked our way up there and got it done. We all signed off on it. Duke graduated, and then on Monday, we were all back in the parking lot as Duke washed the buses.
Had he not graduated, would he have had to come back
another year? No, but he wasn't getting his degree. He was not going to get a degree, which would have obviously Duke was very concerned that would have hindered his acceptance into what's the school in Columbus? Junior
Platt
College.
Platt
College, where he attended Platt College,
which he probably would have gotten
his degree in graphic design.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So he was at Wishbones with you, which we also covered.
He was at Platt. You know, Platt College was a pretty big part of my life.
Yeah, it's a big part. Wow. Big part
of Duke's
life.
There.
Duke was there. He moved directly to Columbus.
Duke was up at Platt College.
Yes.
God, what a world.
What a world.
Well, it should be an incredible day for Midwest Bank and everybody going to the fields to check out the combines.
The kids are going out there and they don't have to wear boots.
They're not just running around. This is like a corn maze where the kids are out there
today.
Running around while the combine whipped through the corn maze.
That's what I was picturing.
Well, we got a kid caught in the combine. Tony,
I wondered about the mud.
They'll be taken care of. Don't worry about the kids.
They can wear normal attire.
Normal attire. They'll be in a jacket.
Okay.
Well, thank you to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. Before we move on, I saw something that Sip brought in this morning that threw me off, Bill. He brings his McDonald's every day.
Yep, he
for
does.
Food. And usually it's a sandwich of sorts. Two hash browns.
It's
oatmeal or it's the sandwich. He brought it. All he had was two hash browns. Sandwich, no oatmeal, just hash brown. Walk me through that.
Is it really that odd?
That's a side. You got two sides.
Could be a case study, it would be a remarkable. Because I looked over and I go, Sip's got a hash brown. Never had one in his life for two and a half years.
No, I get him a hash brown. I get him.
Never brought one in
You've
here,
You've never
though.
Brought a You've hash brown a hash, ever here.
And you had two of them. But you passed on
what
all
happened?
The sandwich. You've had oatmeal 900 times.
Right.
And all of a sudden today, I'll have a coffee, four splendids, and two. Yeah,
two hash
please.
You want me to explain?
Please do.
Very simple.
I need to.
The thought process was I'm bringing two oranges in.
Okay.
So I want the salt and the salt of the hash browns versus the sweetness of an orange, and that was all it was really.
That was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You thought about this.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, you've brought this.
I didn't want to
combination
get, for some in. Reason. I didn't want to get oatmeal. I mean, I'm sort of off the oatmeal because it doesn't seem like there's anything to it.
We'll be back on next week to oatmeal, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Don't lie again. To us.
That did throw us.
Yeah,
it
I was thrown off by that.
If I could add something quick, Bill Strills is coming up.
Please.
And if you can, be off the stream, because there will be, you'll want to hear it. Hold it on this one.
I'm going to put it on the stream. Yeah.
Well, we can stream this one.
Back on the stream.
Okay, we're okay. You're okay. So it's correct. We can do anything with this. Jake did some research for me.
I did. Yes, 464-5685. Call or text as always. More research done yesterday for Nebraska football.
Nice.
Matt Rhule, as the head coach at Nebraska, is 2-8 on the road. His two wins at Illinois in 2023, a 20-7 Friday night football game. It was an interesting game. And at Purdue last year, a bad first half. They pulled away in the second half and went 28-10. Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better. Otherwise, 8 losses. 6 of the 7 losses in conference play are by one score. The one that was not was last year's Indiana route, 56-7. But they, and then they lost also to Colorado in non-conference, 36-14 in his first year. But otherwise, it's been all one-score losses on the road. Do you believe that Nebraska has changed things up enough, have improved things to change that for the better this year?
Well, it also depends on who they're playing, right?
I mean, it does.
That we've established that this is a very winnable game, as is Minnesota. So there's that. Yeah, I think they're – I don't know. I just don't – I don't look at it like there's a magic formula here. It's players. It's being – adequately prepared and then going out and doing it. It's not magic. I will say this, they haven't won back-to-back road games since 2006.
Wow, that's a stat.
Yeah.
That's a stat.
That's what they're trying to do now. Haven't won back-to-back road games since 2006. So that's, and they have a great chance to do it. But again, not magic, Jake. It's not magic. It's not just having better special teams. It's the whole ball of wax, in my opinion.
Yeah, Bill. There's not much to add to it. There's not a bunch of magic stuff to it. Sometimes you'll look at how you travel, what you do different, what your meetings are like. But you just want to keep things always the same, so it's pretty much status quo. You should be, if I'm a player and even as coaches, you're kind of excited to get away on a true road. I mean, I'd be like
first
excited.
Time all year.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't count the KC one. I mean, nope. I know you had to get in a bus, but don't really count that one that much. But so I think I'd be kind of excited to do it. I do think it's a advantage Nebraska that the game is, what is it, 2:30 or 3? What time
3
is it? 3
o'clock.
No, it's 2:30.
Okay, so 2:30 game.
2:30.
Steve, you could have missed the first quarter.
It's 3:30 your time, 2:30 central time.
So I think that, the 3:30 time for whatever, the 2:30 clock for the team.
Oh, yeah, no, Michigan
that's
State.
That's a very good situation. The harder games on the road are those 11 a.m. games. You've seen teams go on the road and be asleep during warmups, just asleep during warmups. So I think the later game is an advantage Nebraska. It really is.
I think we've established well that they should win this game. They should.
Yeah, they're favorites.
They're favored for a reason.
They have a better roster. It's playing against a true freshman quarterback. So
I'd say the roster's better. I don't know that for sure, but I imagine it is.
You know, the question that comes up is like that you can't ever count on. So basically, they got about 4 to 5 drops a game. Will you get
22.
Maryland?
Will you get 4 to 5 drops?
Yeah.
What if they don't have a drop? Well, because the 4 to 5 drops, I'd imagine if you added up those 25, was it 25 drops or whatever?
22 drops.
22 drops. Add them up. That'd be a lot of yardage.
Oh,
in
yeah.
The pass game.
It would take his completion percentage from 60 to 76.
Yeah. So think of that.
Wow.
60 to 76. And the number of yards per game, he probably has several 300 games. Right? I mean, he's about 250.
Yep.
He'd probably be all of them going like, well, you're actually throwing it at 300.
Yeah, if they don't drop balls.
You know, there was a stat the other day, I think it was Western Illinois FCS, where the quarterback started 46 for 46.
Jeez.
That was his first 46 passes were completed.
That's almost impossible.
That's ridiculous.
You couldn't do it on air.
Right.
You really couldn't. You couldn't do it on air. But that would change his numbers a lot.
Oh, God,
you said,
yes.
What if right now, if we're having this conversation, he's 74%
yeah.
and 300 a game. Mm. You're like, oh, man. So maybe the drops don't show up. What if they don't drop the ball?
Right. And then what is a drop? Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes it's a little close on those. But anyway, they should be okay in this game.
Mike Loxley did talk to media this week. He had some thoughts on Nebraska.
Did he?
Want to hear his thoughts?
Yes.
Yes.
On Nebraska's Locks. Pass defense and the rush defense at the same time. Mike Loxley from earlier this week.
You know, they also are probably a team that gives up a little bit of stuff in the run game. If you know, that's the other side of it. You know, they're great pass defense. When we study people, we try to figure out what they do well and what they don't do well. I would say that based on what we are scouting of these guys, he's a good coach. So the things they don't do well, play to run some. We got to do a better job ourselves of running the football. We've got some talented skill on the outside. Our guys have to make the plays that are there to be made, and I expect us to do that. And so this week, I think we're a team that will match up evenly with this Nebraska team. They're super talented. Like I said, their quarterback is a guy that we've got to do a really good job of trying to affect. They've got great skill in the backfield, as they've always had. And then, like you said, the defensive backfield, a lot of it can be attributed to the pass rush. You know, the McCullough kid that we saw and faced as a freshman at Indiana has now gone over to Nebraska, and he's a guy that shows up all over tape that we've got to do a great job of keeping our quarterback healthy. But they also do a great job of playing man coverage, middle field close coverages, and we've got to find a way to beat man coverage and create some separation when we get the opportunity.
That's Mike Loxley.
Singled out DeSean McCullough.
He did.
He's playing pretty well. I told you, those guys on the edges are pretty good now. McCullough and Winery. Though, yeah, they should tee off a little bit, I would think, and they'll have a good play. I mean, Maryland's thrown into Nebraska's strength.
Yeah, the matchup is really good.
It's a really good matchup.
It's a really good matchup. Yeah. We throw it. Nebraska plays really good pass defense.
Mm-hmm.
Rush has improved. And you can say all you want. When you're 18th in rushing and your schedule has not been brutal, it's not been, well, they've had a juggernaut, and they're dead last, try to fix that. Right. It doesn't happen. There's been times here where Nebraska hasn't ran the ball well, and you've got to run the ball better. Did you feel confident going into the next game that they would run the ball
not
better?
Not really.
So I don't think there's a lot of people sitting around. I think the pundits at Maryland going like, I bet they can run it pretty good. No, they don't have that.
I'm always a little skeptical, like, okay, this is the game where they go off. But I doubt it.
Yeah, I don't see that.
Nebraska did a good job against the run last week. They had Michigan State had a good running back. I'm not seeing all conference, but he's good. And they did a good job of hammering away at him. So
the matchup is really good.
The matchup on the other side is, you know, I mean, you got to look at Maryland's 19 sacks, and they do pressure. I mean, they have there's a stat called pressure rate, which I don't even know what it is, but theirs is very high. So Dylan and the offensive line, they have to play well.
As a reminder, rush defense, Nebraska last week, 37 carries for Michigan State for 86 yards, 2.3 yards per carry. That is really good.
Is that sacks, too, or is that just the running
game?
That's
a good question. I don't know.
Well, it says Childs had 13 carries for 23 yards. He did a long of 16, so that would include sacks in there also.
Gotcha. But, yeah, they didn't run the ball well.
No, their running back. Their two running backs didn't do much at all.
No. No, those guys.
One of them did nothing.
Mekhi Frazier had 18 carries for 58 yards, so 3.2 a carry. The other
acceptable.
One, Tullis, had 5 carries for 4 yards. Yeah. That's it. So did a great job on those guys.
Mm-hmm. And what's Nebraska ranked in rushing? In
14th.
The 14th. We got 18th versus 14th.
Right. Nebraska's 14th, but Emmett Johnson is 3rd. So it doesn't all add up. Emmett Johnson, as an individual, is highly ranked.
But 3rd, absolutely.
Yeah, that's some of that is they don't run the quarterback, right? That's what
generally. I mean, you saw Michigan do it a couple years ago and some different things.
Oh yeah,
They did a little bit, but Michigan quarterback ran it this year. To be an elite running team, it's hard to be an elite running team without your quarterback part of the running game.
Right.
The teams that are running the ball really well have really good quarterbacks that are making plays. And they have design quarterback runs, power, counter, zone read, keep, all those things dialed in because it just changes how you have to defend them. You know, that's the part that's interesting about Nebraska, this game. It's like, hey, they don't have design quarterback runs, nor does he scramble. So that allows you to do a lot of things in coverage because sometimes in man coverage and everyone's back is turned and the quarterback can break out, you're terrified.
I wonder. I wonder if they would ask him to start him, Malik Washington, to start getting upfield a little bit more with his feet.
Yeah, you would think.
Like they've did not to Dylan. Dylan did run it a little bit against Michigan State early in that game.
But if you look at it and say, okay, not only a must win, but a huge, how big was the game against Washington? It was huge.
For them,
so if they're going to run him, they'd have ran him in that game.
Yeah, you'd think so.
You think like, hey, listen, we got to have some quarterback runs in here.
Yeah.
And
or at least scramble.
Yeah. In that game,
what did he do?
He ran the ball 2 times for 6 yards. Didn't have a touchdown rushing.
Still didn't do it.
Against Washington, again, up 20-0 in that game. Maryland had 20 carries for 55 yards. Their starting running back, DeJuan Williams, had 12 carries for 26 yards.
They got shut down. See, they went up 20-0, and Washington only had 48 yards passing after that point. So everything got shut down. Yeah. Washington just shut them down.
You talk about short pass, a quick pass game. I mean, Malik Washington had 49 pass attempts and had 219 yards. Like, it was 4.5 yards of completion that game.
I always talk about yards per attempt and yards per completion, both of them. So I guarantee you that's not good numbers. His yards per attempt and yards per completion, that's not good numbers.
Mm-mm.
Another advantage, Nebraska.
Do it again.
You said you saw a breaker. What did he say in Hy-Vee?
Breaker. Just he panicked. He wanted to say Hashel. He wanted to say Randy, and he went with breaker. Guy in his mid-60s. Good morning to you if you're listening. And what's your name? Please text in 464-5685.
Mid-60s. Name and ages now, too.
Bill's Thrills is next. An early break in the ticket.